is what God said. You're the light. You're the salt of the world. The message like this is very important for us right now. For the sake of the Japan evangelization, this is the very timely and this is very important message for us. World Remnant Conference, this is what Pastor Liu said. Right now, we are living in this world. In this world, the people are in 3, 6, and 11. That's how they really live their lives. Everyone is centered with themselves. So everyone is living their lives for the sake of their own flesh. And they are living their lives for the sake of their own motives and the desire. Not only that, everyone is listening to the people's voice. They are listening to the voices of the people, voices of the teachers, voices of the world. Then they fall into the misconception of that. Not only that, then they're just living their own their lives in their way. You gotta do hard working. You just can't do it because you can't do everything. This is the method that then they've been listening to and to live their lives all the time. However, these people don't actually belong to the world. They actually belong to the hell. Isn't that right? Because they live their lives in the background of the hell. Even now, they're under the authority of Satan, and that's how they live their lives. They even have the result of the original sin, and they are living in their lives as a result of the original sin. And this is the current address of the 99.9% of the people. However, the God saved us, gave us a salvation, and He really showed our current address. We belong to this kind of world and the hell, but we actually belong to the God's kingdom. What I want to say is that I'm a child of God. That's everything. Through the worship, through the prayer, through the field, you really have to figure that out. Not the surface of the knowledge of I'm a child of God. You should really enjoy the identity of a child of God to really actually move the throne of the heaven. Then the first service it says that we are the remnant. We are the remain one, then we will be remained, and we are the one who will leave the behind. It seems like we don't even have the background, but as a pilgrim, the God is with me all the time, wherever we go. We are scattered. We are all alone, but it's all fine. Why? Because God is with us, and we've been really distinguished as the diaspora. Not only that, God's kingdom, that we will be really actualize the God's kingdom through us. So the field that we go into, then we can really receive the blessing from the heaven and throne. The Reverend Liu said this, that in this we have all these answers. There are two drawings. One person is in that problem. Another person will be looking for the answers. But the important thing is the blessing of the God's kingdom that exists between these two. Focusing on the problem, focusing on the answer, it's not both right. But we are the child of God to really focus on the God's kingdom. Last week's pulpit message was about the fundamental problems. If you can change the fundamental problems, it's not really about becoming a child of God. The flow of the spiritual things had been really changed. That's what we mean by the changing the fundamentals. If this is the fundamentals and this is the spiritual system for us. I'm a child of God, but I just live my life with the center of myself. Then you are not really fundamental, had been changed. Changing the fundamentals means that the spiritual flow that is running through within me had been really changed. So today, you really have to, I really pray for you to really be able to look at that as the God's plan. You're the salt and you're the light of this world. What's the things in common for the salt and the light to influence? The salt can influence on the things. It can make it salty. When you really have the if you don't have enough water, then to preserve the food as fresh as possible, then the people in the old age used the salt. So if the salt is not really influencing the other, then it's not really, there's no meaning of that. The same thing with the light. If the light can be shown in the darkness, and then that's how it can be really influencing. Oh, it's not really, oh, I'm the light, I'm the salt. I'm the one. I'm the salt and the light to really influence on the other things and people. True salt, true light is really actually the Christ. Because fundamentally, we belong to the hell, but this soul had been really shifted to the light. What kind of status were you before Christ came to us? We were actually rotten. Before you met, spiritually, you were rotten. You were in the destiny that you keep being rotten yourself. Because Christ came as the true salt, and then he gave us the eternal life. Then Christ really received the flesh body that is rotten, being rotten like human, like me. Then Jesus Christ really came to this earth by receiving this rotten flesh like ours. It's something that you gotta say amen. It's all right if you're not saved. But why did Jesus Christ come? As rotten world and the rotten people, then there are the reason why he really came. To influence on that. Because God can just sit at the throne. Because we were so rotten, so the God himself get this rotten physical body, and then he came to be with us. Christ came to us to influence on us and influence on the field. Why? Because we are completely covered by the darkness. The Satan then Satan will be keep deceiving us so that we cannot really see the spiritual things and the darkness. And then because there is existence of this darkness to block us from looking at the spiritual things. That it's Satan, and then to really break down the forces and the work of the Satan, that's why the Christ really came. He died for us, and then he really shone his light, and that's how we can really know the Christ. And the John 1:1 through. So Jesus Christ really came to us with the word of, as a word of God. But he says that the world didn't really accept the light. But those who really trusted and believe in the word of God, and then these people really had the right to become a child of God. And then you are like that. Through Christ, and then through Christ, and then you became the salt, and you became the light of the world. And Jesus never said that you gotta be the light, and you gotta be the salt of the world. He says that you are the light, and you're the salt. Then you really have to realize, discover that I am really the salt and the light of the world. Discover it. It means that it's hidden, but there will be the guarantee that it will be shown. It's not your seeking, because it's there, it's hidden. Then discovering and finding it. You should really have the focus on the prayer to really realize that you are the light. Let's read the 13. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light, you are the salt. Without the saltiness, then you will be thrown away in the world. That your spiritual state, you're the life in the field. How is it? Didn't you lose its the saltiness even though you're the salt? Not to lose the saltiness, you really need to enjoy the gospel. You enjoy the gospel, and that's how you can have the saltiness in you. Then you're not going to be rotten. You can even revive the rotten field. So the more important thing here is that but if you try to put the salt in the salty, if you put lots of salt in the, to the people who the gathering here, it will be super salty. Then where do you need the salt? The rotten field, the non-believers' field, the field that exists without the saltiness. You have to open that spiritual fact. Then you really have to see that. You're the salt of the world, and then you're the one to influence on that rotten field. You're the God's child who has the power to influence upon the non-believers who are rotten in the field. And then God even said that you're the light of this world. Even now, you and I. Verse 14, let's read verse 14. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. How does God look at you? You're the town built on a hill. That's how he sees you. You're the summit. That's how God really sees you. Then you cannot hide. You're not the one need to be hidden. You are the one to shine the light at the top of the hill. Then neither do people light a lamp and put it under the bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. Well, I'll repeat myself. If there is a light already, then the lightening up more, there's no meaning. You need to shine the light where it's dark. Around you, then your spiritual problem will be revealed. In your around problem, then you will see the spiritual problems. Because you're shining the light, it's the reason. It's not just because you made a mistake or this person is wrong. Then Satan is just making a scene because you're shining the light. Then you have the problem in the family, then it's fine. Because you're the light. You gotta shine the light. You have to shine the light of Christ all the time. 24/7, you have to pray. Then that's the life as a child of God of the God's kingdom. The important thing is that the verse 16. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Praise your Father in heaven. It says the good deeds. It's not the religious or legal deeds, good deeds. You have to think deeply. Then people around you are in the darkness. And then people around you are all rotten. You're the light and you're the salt. But you have the bad mouth. You have the bad languages. You always complain about something. And then those people who really need the light, it's not going to follow you. Looking at your actions and the word, and then people gotta know that this person is a child of God. Why? Because the non-believers cannot really understand the spiritual world. They will be rather looking at your action, your deeds, and then realize that you are the God's child. What you say, what you do, you have to be careful all the time. It's very difficult though. That's why God really gave us the secret of the prayer. How? Like to establish myself, establish the throne in myself. Then the prayer that to really enjoy the identity of God's child. I'm a God's child. Please give me the power from the heaven. I will not be deceived by the voices of the world and the people. Let us really grab hold on to your word. Then how shallow that will be just for us to say, I'm a child of God and I'm enjoying that. Because being a child of God is everything. So when you have the scheduled prayer, you really have to find it and you have to believe in it. And through all the events, you really have to find out who is God and what's God's plan. God, why did this happen? Assistant Pastor Tim said in the first service, parents shouldn't judge. Instead, they really have to pray that I'm a child of God. These remnants may be made mistakes, but this remnant is a child of God. Then what's the reason for God to really make them mistake like that? What does that mean by you? Number three, you really have to be thankful in the Christ. In Christ, you really have to be thankful to be in Christ. Then your remnants made mistake, and then they just go to some wrong place. Then you have to be thankful. If you keep praying like that, then the God who is with me, then God will really change me, because God will be playing the role as the light and the salt. When the remnants look at the parents, this is what they say and what they do are all different. That can be the channel that what can give them as a scar. Same thing with the teachers and the remnants. Then same thing with the pastor ministers and the believers. Not before you receive the scars, you really have to understand what's going on. My mom, my dad, what they say, what they do are all different. That's the parents' problem. That's not my problem. You shouldn't be really deceived by themselves. Then you can't even show that to the parents. What is the blessing as a child of God? If you really start praying like that, then your action, your language, all these things will be all changed. Then looking at like that, and then the non-believers will say, yes, this person is truly a child of God. That's the gospel, that's the evangelism. Not everything may not be the spiritual things. Just by looking at your deeds and all the languages, and then non-believers will be really saying. You have to glorify your Lord in heaven. Looking at you, and then our God in heaven can be praised. Then you have to establish the throne in yourself through this prayer. Not only us, same thing with the church. Even the church is the light and the salt of this world. And especially with the church to really revive the 237 and 5,000. Tomorrow we'll have the one pastor from Pakistan. Then first, when he really comes, we really have to have the atmosphere of like making him relax and making him like feeling at home, and then be able to grab hold onto the covenant. After he goes back to Pakistan, then he can really have the ministry. And that's how we can really support and then devote ourselves for that. No matter who comes, we have the power to heal them. What kind of thing can we heal them? The healing and the prayer. That's everything. If the remnants can receive the healing and the prayer, then wherever they can go, it will be all fine. We have to really grab hold onto the covenant to make them the disciples, and then we really have to stop praying. That's the system of the summit. that we should be really grab hold into for 24/7. Then the church is the platform, it's the watchtower, that is the antenna. Do you know where the best and greatest platform in the church? Where is the platform that who has the five systems? That's ACA. Through summer school, through summer concert, didn't you see it? Whoever comes, there is the field of Tarapa, and whoever comes, they can receive the life through the teachers, through the students, that they can really be make themselves the disciples. Some in school, all other gathering, all the new graduates were really playing as a platform, and then through that, then they can really find their own the summit, and they can really find out their own talent for their specialty. After they graduate, then they can really be dispatched as the regional church. So you just shouldn't pray for ACA, but you should really look at the flow. The 99.9% of the people of Japan are really bowing down before the idols. And then even among the Japanese churches, only 20% of them are having the Sunday school. Can we really need to make them to come to us? Should we really have the targets that to really build up all this system in all over the place in Japan? This into one place, we shouldn't really have the teachers. Then the teachers shouldn't really think to stay there. You should really grab hold on to the covenant to really build up the ACA all over Japan. Because all the people are rotten. Everyone is in the darkness. We really have to build the system like ACA. Someone who really grab hold on to this covenant can really receive the light of the finances. And same thing with the seminary. We have to really build up the seminary. You received a lot of grace through the assistant pastor Tim's message, right? Today it's Tim. It's assistant pastor Tim's message. It's like that knowledge wise and short and simple. It's simple Japanese. Yay! Then, but he cannot really go forever or be alone. He already reached the limit. We should have lots of theologians like Assistant Pastor Tim. Not only that, we really have to be prepared for the contact free. We should really prepare that the ACA will have the university. Not even coming here is not only one way, but even just have the own contact-free way to really have the five systems. If you really have to go home to that, and you really have to start praying for that, because it's urgent. And then I really believe that the God will just give you the answer right away. Why? You are the 70 disciples. You are the ones like to really influence on others. If you're just staying in church and then you don't really go anywhere, you should really go to the rotten field. You should really go to the field where it's in the darkness. If you really grab hold of the covenant, and you should really go. You should really dispatch these remnants to those fields. Before we really dispatch them, then we really have to make them be rooted within the gospel deeply and be able to pray all them by themselves. There is something that I was really thinking when I was listening to the first service. Hannah's and Jesse was not only the looking at their time schedule. They also look at the time schedule for the field. Hannah has a great faith. Because in that, in her age, the darkest place was the church, because the Eli was covered heavily by the darkness, and the same thing with his own sons. It was not the problem of the Palestine. It was not really, it was about, the problem was about the Israelites just bowing down before the idols. And then the place where to really give the influence on that field was the church. Then Hannah prayed that please give me the remnants to really give the influence. Then how old was Samuel when he was sent? 17, 18, 19 years. Then after all these experiences and when he's really ill-equipped and he was sent? No, it was not like that. As soon as he was done with the milk, fed by milk, and then he was sent to the church. Because Hannah really knew that in herself there's a salt and the light. It's not really important like how much they have the 3 2 days and all that. How much they can really pray, enjoy the God's kingdom. So Hannah really saw that, and then she sent Samuel. It's not me taking care of this son, but it's God to take care of him. Same thing with Jesse. David's dad, Jesse, he actually sent David to the darkest place. That was where the field that Goliath and the King Saul were. That kind of time schedule, the teachers and the parents also need to look at that. Just judge them, and then try. It's kind of early to go, because they are the remnant. They are the God's children to really influence in that field. That's the God's time schedule. That's why. So parents and the teachers, if they don't communicate with God, then they cannot really have the remnant movement. The church leaders, same thing with the workplace, the field. If you wanna revive the field, then you have to revive the top. You really have to see where the darkest place in your own field. Because it's fun, it's okay, because the light of Christ is in you. Now, in the conclusion, I said it. You really have to pray to recreate yourself. You really have to have the prayer to establish the throne in you. You really have to enjoy the blessing of the being a God's child. I'm a God's child, I'm fine. Don't be like that. You really have to deeply meditate. Because being a child of God is really deeper and higher and wider. More than you know. And especially while you give the worship, when you really meditate on God's word, that's something that you have to enjoy. When you meditate on this God's word in Karuizawa, you really have to listen to this and meditate on these things. And you really have to keep asking the meaning of God. God, why did you send me like this? Pastor, you always say this. Even right now, in this worship, you have to ask, Why did you send me to this church, and why did you even call? Did you call me to this service? I was praying. Why not Assistant Pastor Tim, and why not the Pastor Shin? Why me? You really have to keep asking. Then you really have to find the answer, and then you have to give thanksgiving in within the Christ. You fight with your spouse? You do, right? You really need to be thankful. That this husband that I'm fighting right now is in Christ. Why? Why did you give me this kind of fight? What's the meaning of you? This environment like a hell, you really need to be changed by the heaven, as the heaven. Then when your children look at that, then, oh, I'm a child of, my parents are really the child of God. Not just you show it, but they will see it. You really have to enjoy this kind of prayer. Let's greet to each other. You are the salt, and you're the salt of this world, and then you're the light of this world. Let's pray together. The covenant that you grab hold on to, and especially for the retreat and the urgent field. And then please pray for the ACA so that this system will be really built up. Let us pray.